FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Investigations are underway after a man was killed while allegedly fleeing from robbers in Phoenix, north of Durban. The incident occurred on the R102 in the Cornubia area last night. KZN VIP spokesperson Gareth Naidu says the man had been running from three knife-wielding suspects when he was struck by a car.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP, it was established that a group of workers was walking towards their homes in Cornubia, were accosted by suspects. One victim, in an attempt to flee, ran across the busy highway and was struck by a light motor vehicle. Due to the extent of his injuries, the male was declared deceased on scene.
In the Eastern Cape, the NPA says it won't prosecute anyone in the case of the alleged rape of a child at her school in Matatiele. The seven-year-old girl's case sparked national outrage and protests in several cities last month. In a statement, the NPA says prosecutors found insufficient evidence that would lead to a conviction. Here's spokesperson Mthunzi Mhaka.
They concluded that there is no evidence of rape or sexual assault after the minor girl was interviewed and examined by medical practitioners and forensic social workers. We took a decision as the NPA to release a statement today in view of the public outcry and the interest generated in the matter. Even though last year, November, when the decision was taken, no statement was issued.
And Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says he remains optimistic about trade talks with the US. He's one of four ministers accompanying President Cyril Ramaphosa to the White House next week. Steenhuisen warns that a proposed 30% tariff on South African exports could harm competitiveness. He's emphasized government is pushing for favorable terms to avoid an economic fallout for key agricultural sectors.
I think it's also a very good opportunity for President Ramaphosa to be able to meet with his counterpart to dispel some of the myths and misinformation that have been whispered in his ear about South Africa. There's no genocide in South Africa. It's not a single farm that's been expropriated without compensation. Of course, I want more market access for South African agricultural goods.
And further afield, Turkey has evacuated 82 of its nationals from the Libyan capital after several days of clashes between armed groups. Violence flared in Tripoli on Monday between loyalist forces and armed groups that the government is trying to dismantle. The UN support mission in Libya says at least 8 civilians have been killed in the heavy clashes. Although relative calm returned to the city yesterday, officials say the situation remains volatile. Your top story, investigations are underway after a man was killed while allegedly running from robbers in Phoenix, north of Durban. Find more news at ecr.co.za. You can also follow our WhatsApp channel. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.